This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is sending emergency aid to help Ukraine maintain a vital missile system amid Russia's onslaught, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Air defense is one of Ukraine's top security needs, and the State Department's approved $138 million for critical repairs and spare parts on Hawk missile systems. The move comes as the Biden administration pleads with Congress to approve a $60 billion package for Kyiv.
We look to see that brought before the House and to get a vote as quickly as possible.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, but hardline Republicans are holding up the aid, and the package's future remains in doubt. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel bombed targets in Gaza on Tuesday as mediators in Cairo sought progress towards a truce and hostage deal, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insisted Israeli troops would launch a ground invasion of Rafah. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he had no indication of an imminent Israeli assault on the city. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The White House said Tuesday an in-person meeting of Israeli and U.S. officials on the planned operation in southern Gaza will take place in a couple weeks. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan praised Israel's willingness to let more aid into Gaza.
Look at the last 2 days. There has been a substantial increase in the amount of aid going into Gaza. That's good. It is not good enough.
Israel said 468 aid trucks moved into Gaza on Tuesday, the highest since the conflict began. That followed 419 on Monday, though the Red Crescent and United Nations gave much lower figures, with the UN saying many trucks were only half full because of Israeli inspection rules. This is VOA News. Former South African President Jacob Zuma can contest upcoming national elections in May, a court ruled on Tuesday. Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
After Zuma appealed a ban by the country's main electoral body against his candidacy, the Electoral Commission said last month that Zuma couldn't run for a seat in parliament because the constitution bars people who have been convicted of a crime and sentenced to more than 1 year in prison from running for office. Zuma, 81, was forced to resign near the end of his second term in 2018 amid numerous corruption scandals. In 2021, he was sentenced to 15 months jail time for contempt of court after he refused to appear in a corruption investigation. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Spain's parliament voted on Tuesday to debate an initiative which calls for the legislation of all undocumented migrants living in the country. The initiative, launched over 3 years ago by a group in defense of illegal migrants, was signed by more than 600,000 people and supported by some 900 associations. The text initiative said, according to the most recent estimates, between 390,000 and 470,000 people are in irregular situation in Spain, a third of whom are minors. The mother and father of a U.S. state of Michigan teen who shot and killed four classmates were each sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
A jury convicted Jennifer and Ethan Crumley of manslaughter in a rare case of parents being held responsible in a school shooting. Their son, Ethan Crumley, was 15 when he went on a shooting rampage at Oxford High School in 2021. He pleaded guilty in 2022 to four counts of first-degree murder and other charges and was sentenced to life in prison without parole in December. Prosecutors in the trials of both Jennifer Crumley and James Crumley said the parents were criminally negligent for providing a gun for their child as a Christmas present. They also faulted them for ignoring signs his mental health had deteriorated and that he was potentially violent.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. The top court in the southwestern U.S. state of Arizona on Tuesday ruled a 160-year-old near-total ban on abortion is enforceable, thrusting the issue to the top of the agenda in a key U.S. presidential election swing state. The ruling, allowing for doctors to be jailed for up to 5 years, is the latest in a series of state-level measures on the deeply divisive issue of reproductive rights, which is expected to play an outsized role in this November's contest between President Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.